Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it. It's time for you to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team in every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger, banger.
Now. Here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, I think time for J.J. McCarthy is unfortunately just run out. You can kind of see the proof in the pudding there. I think the video of him getting the game ball, and, you know, I think that gives me similar vibes as when Jameis was eating W's. Just that is super cringe, and just I would hate if that was my quarterback. But it's not. We move on. The Vikings, you're right, have some things to deal with in the offseason. Let's go to the Texans and the Colts, because, Pat, you called this, right? And the Texans, you can hit it for the Texans. Whoop, whoop. Because they walked down the Colts in the AFC South, took over first place, and Patrick Peterson, you foresaw this. The Texans holding serve against the Colts and knocking them out of first place. So how did you foresee this one turning out, and what stuck out to you about the Texans win?
Just the defense, man. And I know they didn't get as many sacks as they are accustomed to, but they got after Daniel Jones. I can't see the stat on how many times they hit him. But for the most part, every time he dropped back, Will Anderson, somebody was in his face. Man, did you see that play that the Houston defense did with Will Anderson almost like 3 yards in front of the center?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
That is a cheat code, boy. If they do that on third down, centers, man, make sure your chin strap is extra tight. Because, man, he is coming straight. Yep. Downhill, and he put the center directly in Daniel Jones' lap. So, although they didn't get the sacks that they are accustomed to getting, but they got after the quarterback. They did a great job on containing Jonathan Jones. I believe he only had one big play in that game, and that was on a screen pass. But for the most part, they did a great job of keeping him in check and tried to force. And forcing Daniel Jones to beat them on his one leg. CJ Stroud, he started off a little shaky. I was getting a little worried. I was like, oh man, my guy CJ Stroud still haven't gotten it together. But in the second half, you know, he got his head back on his shoulders, shut the cobwebs off, started making some nice throws, ended up finishing the game with some, you know, I know he don't have any touchdown, but 22 of 35, 276 yards. That one interception was in the first half, right after a turnover. I know you wish you could have that one back, but he ended up having a decent game and eventually helping his team win the ball game. Nico Collins having a huge game. not a huge game, having a big game in a fishing game against against the Colts, rushing the ball, had a nice little end around to put them on top 20-13. And for the most part, defense ended up helping them win this game. And CJ Stroud is starting to get better. And if he can continue to play, you know, at a high level and take these interceptions off the stat sheet, and we know what the defense is going to provide, the AFC, man, AFC South and the whole AFC in general better watch out, because all of the teams that we all thought was going to be there in the AFC, like the Bills are, they're a wild card right now, but they're not number one in their division. Buccaneers, not the Buccaneers, the Ravens are on the outside looking in. The Chiefs are on the outside looking in. So for the most part, when you look at the AFC, it's there for the taking. And if, you know, if this hot Houston team is able to get in there and CJ Stroud is able to play some, you know, quality football and mistake-free football, Houston, this might be the Houston opportunity for the taking.
The Colts' home invincibility is gone. I mean, that's where they had won all their games this year, and so they lose this one, and now it's a losing streak of two games. The schedule doesn't get any easier. They went from a lock to make the playoffs, and we were talking about Daniel Jones or Jonathan Taylor for MVP, and now it's entirely possible that with this loss, they don't make the playoffs at all. I think that's on the table right now. My big takeaway from this game, though, is I just cannot believe that the officiating in the NFL is what it is, and we have this replay assist thing when you never know without a challenge when it's going to get buzzed in and correct an obvious wrong call. There were two things that happened in this game that should never happen. There was a pass interference call on Houston on Alec Pierce where the ball literally got thrown into like the fifth row. I mean, it was the definition of an uncatchable football. And by the way, it looked like it was incidental contact where their feet just got tied up. Yep. So two times, for two different reasons, there shouldn't have been a flag on the play. We've seen New York buzz down and say, hey, pick up that flag. They should have done that on that play. And then the other one was, Houston's kicker missed an extra point and they called it good. I mean, he legit missed the kick. I mean, every replay that they showed was conclusive that it didn't go through. Ian Eagle, who was doing the game for CBS, was so, you know, it was so obvious to him that he said it's no good and they didn't change it. And
they pointed to remember the delay of game they missed.
Right. And that's huge in the game because Houston got credit for that point. So they were up four and the Colts missed an extra point after their first touchdown. So, I mean, the Colts thing shouldn't have been overturned. Obviously it was a horrible kick, but my point is those were two big points. The Colts at the end of the game, instead of having to score a touchdown, they could have been in position to kick a field goal to either tie the game or win the game. And I just, it's a $21 billion league. We so randomly and arbitrarily officiate with replay, and it makes no sense. I'm watching the Steelers Bills game mid call. The ref says, wait a minute. No, or maybe it was another game. Oh, it was New Orleans, Miami. Mid call goes, that's not a face mask. He was literally calling a face mask penalty, and mid call said, wait, it's not, because he got buzzed down from New York. So I don't get it, man. And both teams had gripes with the officiating yesterday. I guess it balanced out, but it needs to be better in important games like that.
Yeah, even that delay of game, Pony, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I saw
it. And it was a P.I. And I don't know if you remember, after that P.I., they went along and scored.
Yep.
That was on third down where they missed that delay of game.
Yep.
That pushes them back. And now that put – and they possibly don't get that third down. Now they have to kick the field goal as well. So it's not even – even to that point as well. So yeah, it was some bad officiating going on. And as well, a lot of officiators, I mean, a lot of referees are starting to go down as well with these calf injuries, man. So no, I'm not being funny, but
you're right, though. We've seen it twice now in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. And it's going to continue to happen. You know why? Cause these guys are older and they have other jobs that they're doing. So they need to find a way to have, let them officiate games, of them being referees, their full-time job.
Yeah.
Having them go to a training camp and work out. Maybe even having an age cap on it, because these refs, if you think about it, they're making these, you know, these abrupt movements unsettlingly as well. So a lot of these things that's happening to these older guys are calf injuries, are Achilles and things like that. And we're starting to see it slowly with these officials.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, a lot of questionable things happened in that Texans Colts game. I actually forgot about that extra point, Pony. And
yeah,
I'll be eager to see like if there's a statement from the NFL, someone, because we can't just like ignore that, right? We can't just like continue to let that go. Let's go to the 49ers and the Browns. Shador, his first home start did not end up in his first home win. I foresaw the 49ers covering, but not 5.5, but it looked up and down for Shador and the Browns offense. What did you make of his performance? And, you know, he's going to get the start again this weekend. Do you think that he'll be able to recover and bounce back?
Well, you know, 49ers did what I thought they would. I thought disguised much better than the Raiders did the previous week, which made no sense by Vegas to pretty much choreograph what they were going to do with the line of scrimmage and make things easier on Sanders. I thought that the Browns did show a lot of reluctance, though, to put the ball in his hands. I mean, they really tried to win this game behind Judkins, and the weather wasn't great there and it was windy. So in that way, I get it. One positive, I'm going to find one silver lining here for Sanders. He does push the ball downfield much better than Dylan Gabriel and, I can't say Flacco, but definitely Gabriel, who they drafted in the third round over him. He missed a long shot downfield early in this game. And I thought and that from that vantage point rebounded better. So the stats weren't good. Salah, I think, is one of the better defensive minds in the NFL, even though he's playing shorthanded. And we know that the Browns really don't have a lot of weapons. They don't have a good offensive line. So I honestly would expect, unless we're talking about, you know, a once in a lifetime blue chip type quarterback, I would have expected a lot of quarterbacks to play the way that he did against the 49ers on Sunday. And, you know, the key will be him. They play Tennessee at home this week. Look much better in that game, Pat, against a team that should be winless. That'll tell me a lot about where Shador Sanders is in his development.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you said, Pony. I love the fact that he does give his offense an opportunity by pushing the ball up the field and giving them, you know, at least that element to their offense. Because besides Joe Flacco, they really didn't have that from Dylan Gabriel. He was more of a check down guy, intermediate passer, you know. So, and I believe for the most part, just watching him play, I love the poise that he played with. Now, there's still some things that he still have to clean up as far as retrieving the pocket as much as he do and taking those big-time losses and sacks. He had 3 sacks for 34 yards, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, those are a lot of yardage that's taken off of the that's been put on the stat sheet. So that's one thing I believe that he's going to have – high attention to cleaning up this offseason. But I think the Cleveland Browns going to have some quarterback controversy as well, because we don't know what they're going to do with Deshaun Watson. And you got two second year quarterbacks on your roster as well. So who knows what's going to happen? But I agree with you with him going out there playing against Tennessee this week. I expect him to be much better. He needs to outperform the number one draft pick in Cam Ward. And he just need to have a clean game. I want to see him just have a clean game, connect with his receivers. Now that this is going to be his third week, it is his third week. Yeah, getting some a full week of preparation with his receivers, making sure he's getting on time with his receiver, because I really haven't seen the plays have been called, you know, for his receivers for the most part. So it's going to be interesting to see how Kevin Stefanski continues to game plan for him, because he do give you a real shot as far as, you know, pushing the ball and throwing the ball down the field. So let's see how this game plan is going to be. And I hope he plays better to continue to give himself a shot to be a starting quarterback in this league.
Not a terrible game from Shador. I think 149 yards, touchdown, no interceptions.
The Browns special teams stunk. They muffed a punt. They gave up a big return. They gave the 49ers short fields the entire game. That's why they really lost. Their complimentary football sucked in this game. They didn't do them any favors.
Yeah. We'll see if that changes against Tennessee. Most of the time, it does when a team goes against Tennessee. Let's go to the Raiders and the Chargers. Look normal for the Raiders, but the Chargers bounce back at a blowout win. But Justin Herbert goes down with a broken bone in his left hand. He underwent surgery already. He's not expected to miss a lot of time. But, Pony, I'll ask you first, how big of this is a deal for the Los Angeles Chargers and Justin Herbert being, you know, just – compromised in any fashion?
I think it is a big deal because it's going to change their offense. We just talked about it with Aaron Rodgers having a broken non-throwing hand. He can't take snaps under center. This is Greg Roman's offense. It's all predicated on their run scheme, their run fits. Vidal had a big game here against the Raiders, but they were playing the Raiders. Okay, so now you get rid of the kind of cream puffs on your schedule. They got to go play the Eagles Monday night, a pissed off Eagles team that just gave up all those rushing yards. You think Greg Roman doesn't have something cooked up for that game? He thinks he can probably run it for 300 yards on them based on what the Bears did. So that's going to take away from the versatility and the vastness of their playbook in this game. And also you've got the Eagles, and we see obviously before this game against the Bears, what guys like Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis can do. Maybe making that injury. I know he had surgery, but I don't think it's going to feel good a few days after having surgery playing with a broken hand. So I think it could be a very, very significant thing for the Chargers. I thought they were, but now that I look at the AFC, they're no lock to make the playoffs right now. Their schedule is very difficult down the stretch. And they need Justin Herbert to look like the guy he was back in September, Pat, when they started 3-0.
Yeah, this is a huge deal, man. You know, because Trey Lance, I don't think he has shown anyone anything in the league as far as what he can do. So they're going to have to lean on their running game. And I don't think that Vidal did have a big game in his ball game against the Raiders. But to your point, they're the Raiders. Everyone has a big game against the Raiders. So now with them coming up, who they have? They have Philly coming up next.
Yep.
Yeah, they have Philly coming up next. We know they pissed off, you know, with the how they lost to the Chicago Bears.
Pat, listen to this schedule. They might not win another game. They play the Eagles.
Yeah.
Chiefs, tons of Eagles Cowboys, games in LA. Chiefs, look at that schedule.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Where are the wins?
Yeah, it's hard finding one. And now you got a quarterback that has a broken hand who can't take snaps from up under the center. We know that's pretty much how that offense is ran, and that's what the running game is predicated off of. So this is a huge deal, man, for Justin Herbert to have a broken hand, go under surgery. Yeah, he's out, but he also get hit an awful lot, you know, so there's a chance that it can, you know, re-break it or refracture it, whatever the case is, what's going on with this hand is not a good deal. So yeah, this is death to the Chargers, because he is their only hope for their offense to move and be as efficient as it wants to be.
I think that Chargers offense was already susceptible to hitting hiccups and getting slowed down. And so they don't need anything else that will kind of be an obstacle in their way moving forward. We'll see. Let's go to the Falcons and the Jets, because it's so bad for the Falcons right now. We don't even have to talk about that. I do want to remind you, too, of your preseason NFC South pick, though. We'll go to the Jets. The Jets win again, right? How should Jets fans feel about these wins that they're occurring? Even though it's Tyrod Taylor, even though the season looks the way it does, they're pulling some wins out.
Yeah, just confident builders. You know, that's the only way you can look at it right now. You know, Aaron Glenn, it seems like, you know, he still have his team playing for him. He still have control of the locker room, because it's so easy, man, to be a first-year head coach and the season is going the way that it's going. You know, so to still see that team going out there and fighting and giving it their all each and every Sunday is huge. But this is bad for the Atlanta Falcons. This is at an all-time bad right now. This is a game that they should have won, especially when Bijan Robinson has a total of 192 yards, you know, and a touchdown. You know what I mean? So those, when he have those type of games, Atlanta Falcons typically don't lose. But it came down to the defense. Defense wasn't able to, you know, get off the field in key moments. You know, Bryce Hall didn't have a huge game, but he had one of those games to where he was leaning on the defense and gave them manageable third downs to convert. Tyrod Taylor have an opportunity to spin back the wheel of time, you know, and put and have an opportunity to rush the ball a little bit. I thought he threw the ball well enough for them to win. You know, he made some big time throws, especially that one up the seam. I know the DB ended up falling down on that play, but that was a big time throw and catch by him in the I can't even remember which receiver that was. I think that was Mitchie.
No, that was A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell. Oh, it was Mitchell. Oh, so that was a big time throw and catch from Tyrod to Mitchell to tie the ball game. I believe that was a tying touchdown. Yep. So Aaron Glenn has his team still playing for him, man. They're playing hard. Finding ways to win. And what this does, it all this is just confidence and momentum to build into the next year, you know, because most first year head coaches, you know, they get it one or the other. They start off hot and then there's a little simmer in the road, or they start off slow and then start to find their way and start to be one of the, you know, head coaches that's being talked about in this league. So Aaron Glenn still have a lot of work to do, but it's good to see that his team is still going out there pursuing victory.
So I think fans should feel conflicted, because on one hand, you don't have your franchise quarterback and the NFL incentivizes losing. So you want to
why they traded away their players.
So you want to be in position to get your franchise quarterback. However, I will say this about Aaron Glenn and the Jets. When they play teams that are on their level, they win. When they play teams that are better than them, they lose. And some of the losses have not even been that bad. They're 0-8 this year against teams that are 500 or better. They're 3-1 against teams that aren't. So when they play teams that have similar talent, he wins. And yeah, to me, that's actually a good starting place for a head coach. You know, it's not like he got gifted this team with all kinds of great players and a quarterback, and he's 3-9 like the Falcons, let's say, for example. It's a rebuilding team, and they've had a 2-point loss to the Steelers. They almost beat James's Jets. They had that blocked field goal at the end of the game. They went to London and they lost to the Broncos by 2 points. I mean, the offense was a disaster. They had minus passing yards, but they still only lost that game by 2 points. They went to Cincinnati and won. They beat the Browns. So they're beating the teams that are on their level. And I think that's actually a sign that Aaron Glenn is not in over his head as a head coach, and would make me feel as a Jets fan like, hey, if we can get the right quarterback in here, we might actually have something with Aaron Glenn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.